Morning, Antonio.
Helen.
You're certainly in a good mood today.
I know. Last night, I saw a very, very funny program on the television. They were playing them one after another.
What was it?
Well, I don't remember the name, but it was all about this very funny couple named Fred and Ethel.
Oh, you're talking about I Love Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, right, the neighbor.
Oh, that's right. There's a Lucy marathon on this weekend. She is hysterical.
Oh, please. You know, I know it's un-American, but I just think that show is so stupid. I do. I mean, one week Lucy's stuck on a ledge, dressed as Superman. Ha ha. Yeah, great. And then the next week she's posing as a hot dog vendor trying to meet Bob Hope. I mean, no one in their right mind would do those things.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? You do stupider stuff than that every day of your life.
Okay. I've been willing to push the envelope, but I've never crawled inside, stamped it, and mailed myself to John Wayne.
Damn it.
Boy, you don't even look up anymore, do you?
I'm talking about this. Clint Black is performing tonight in Boston, but it's sold out.
Oh, really? You're a fan?
I'm a huge fan.
Really?
I'd kill to see one of his shows. It just makes me mad.
You and me both. Can't believe that bum is this close by and hasn't even called me.
Who?
Clint.
Quack.
We're old friends. How you doing?
Checking my driver's license. I want to make sure I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you don't believe me. Don't believe me.
You actually know Clint Black. The Clint Black.
Didn't I just say that?
How do you know him?
We used to hang out together, you know, before he was anybody.
Well, gee, if you really do know him, you think, yeah, you know, you could possibly maybe...
Get tickets? Well, for you, okay, I'll see what I can do.
Brian, if you can really pull this off, I promise I won't forget it. I can't believe you actually know Clint Black.
Oh, cut. Will you relax? He's just another guy. Clint Black. Who's Clint Black?
Look, it's one baggy Joe per ticket-o, or no fly-o. Pay extra-o.
Roy, he obviously doesn't understand you. Now, it just so happens that I know a little Spanish. Allow me. Señor, no es permito más que
pardon, una... pardon, madame, je vous comprends pas.
You speak French. Well, let's see. Only one... le suitcase pour le passager.
Oh, merci. Oh,
it's amazing how a foreign language comes back to you.
Hey, Alex.
Helen, I've got to ask you something.
Yeah?
Does Brian know Clint Black?
Clint Black the singer? Is that what he told you?
Well, I mean...
And you believed him?
Well, I didn't say that. I just thought... Okay, I fell for it.
Okay. I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just that is such vintage Brian. Once he told this girl in high school that he knew one of the Apollo astronauts and even called her up on the phone in this really nasally voice and told him he was calling long distance from the moon.
And she bought it?
Well, he did sound real, and I was kind of lonely.
He said he could get tickets to see Clint Black.
Hey, so let him. At least you'll get to see the show.
No. If he doesn't know him, there's no way. The concert's completely sold out.
Even better. Watching Brian squirm out of a lie is some of the best entertainment available today. Watch and learn. Hey, Brian, thanks. Alex told me that you could get us tickets to see Clint Black.
Us?
Well, she told me that you knew him, and so we figured, you know, it'd be just as easy to get three as two.
Did you?
I hope that's not a problem. I mean, you and Clint being friends and all, I figured.
No. No problem at all. You know Clint well enough to get two tickets. You know him well enough to get three.
You're good.
Well, once Brian starts tap dancing, it's just a matter of knowing when to roll the marbles across the floor.
Yes, hello. Ticket office. Yes. This is Monsignor Hackett. I'm calling for the Cardinal about tickets to the Clint Black concert. Yes, I'm aware that the Cardinal already has his tickets, but he also would like the three seats behind him to be kept vacant. Yes, the Cardinal is a nut about wearing his hat. Hello.
What was that?
Just trying to score tickets to see Clint Black in concert for tonight.
Why? You don't even like country music.
Yeah, I know, but Alex does, and I promised her seats, so...
Oh, what's that, Lucy? You say you're in a bit of a pickle?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't tell me you dusted off that old, we're old buddies routine.
Yes, I did. Ugh. After all the stupid things I pulled, I knew she'd never believe I'd be stupid enough to pull that one. But I fooled her. I am.
Great, fine. Look, I just want you to know something. Just because you and I have been competing for Alex doesn't mean that I'm secretly hoping this will blow up. God, I can't even tell this day.
Brian, listen, tell Joe I checked out those cylinders and they're okay.
Yeah. Wait, Lowell, come here. Oh, man. Would you by any chance know anyone who's got three tickets to see Clint Black tonight?
Three tickets to see Clint Black? Huh. Three tickets. Woof. Sorry, Brian, I can't help you out. I had a heck of a time getting a hold of these four tickets.
Wait, you have four tickets to see him? I didn't know you were a fan.
Well, actually, I've never seen him, dance.
Sing.
Rock and roll?
Country.
Rockabilly?
I have no idea. This is unbelievable. You have four tickets to see this guy. You don't even know who he is?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Tucker, Tom, Dewey, and I just go to the concerts to find stuff under the bleachers. Hey, and when the Rolling Stones were in town, I got $13.50 and a glass eye.
I'll give you $200.
Gosh, I don't know, Brian. I mean, I still get a lot of laughs when I pop it out of my mouth at parties.
Well, I'm talking about the tickets. I want to buy them from you.
Oh, no. These guys are my friends, and they've been looking forward to this concert for a long time. I can't let them down. I'm sorry, Brian. I can't help you.
$300.
I didn't say they were good friends.
Hey, girls.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, by the way, spoke to Clint, and everything's set for tonight.
Wait, you actually got three tickets, Brian?
Well, no, actually, four. Lowell wants to go, too, you know.
Gosh. Brian, I'm really impressed.
Well, maybe this will teach you both never to doubt me. When I tell you I know somebody, I know them. So what do you say, you guys meet me back here at 6 o'clock, we'll go out, we'll have something to eat, and then we'll be on our way.
Right.
Okay.
Can't wait to meet him.
Meet who?
Well, Clint Black. Oh, Brian, you're not going to go all that way to see your friend in concert and then not go backstage, are you?
No, I was.
There's not a problem, is there?
Yeah, no.
Because you know him, right?
Absolutely. And you don't think he can get backstage to see Clint merely by slipping the security guy a $100 bill? Do you?
No way. You'd have to know him.
Right. It's a lucky thing I know him.
He doesn't know him.
Since you left, every line says, I'm glad they know. Nobody's home. The lights are on. Nobody's home.
Good night, Austin. Thanks for coming.
Great concert.
Oh, what a hunk.
Do you think Brian was able to get those backstage passes?
Look, Alex, I know the air's a little thin way up here in the We Know Clint Black section, but get real, this is the closest you're going to get to him. Lowell, you've probably seen any of the concert. What are you doing down there?
Well, let me answer that question with a question. Helen, in the last 15 minutes, did either one of you lose a retainer?
No.
Oh, yes!
Brian, where have you been? You missed the whole last set.
Man, I was backstage talking to Clint's manager, bad news. right after the show. He's got to go back to Nashville.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He does. So I think we might as well just...
Clint's not leaving. There's a party tonight at his hotel.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, my girlfriend's uncle is the bass player's cousin.
Brian, I wonder why his manager would tell you he's leaving.
Well, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? He resents my friendship with Clint.
Where did you say the party was?
Clint's hotel.
Oh, no, not that place. Gee, with traffic and all, we'd have to...
It's right across the street.
...really make sure that we stay within the crosswalk. We sure don't want to get ourselves a jaywalking ticket now, do we? Well, thank you very much, my dear, and I'll see you across the street in room...
The penthouse.
The roomy penthouse. Yes, of course. The one that Clint always opts for when he plays this...
Lowell. Lowell.
Right here, Ellen.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Kay, a wallet. Ooh. Oh, it's full of money, credit cards, pictures of my kids. Oh, let's go.
Stay tuned as the Lucy Marathon continues. Next, Lucy takes a job at a candy factory.
Hey, how many of these shows can you take?
It's like my mother's baked ziti. One bite and I can't stop. Of course, Lucy doesn't make you feel like you have a potato stuck in your windpipe, but... There is something about this show that bothers me.
You mean how come Ricky was in this country all those years and never lost that annoying accent?
What accent? No, I mean what Brian said. Maybe no person in real life would do such crazy things.
Would it have killed you to bribe a couple of waiters our size?
Listen, the best I could, okay? So just stop it. Just stick by me and blend in, okay? Oh, okay, there he is. There's Clint. Oh, okay, all I have to do now is talk him into meeting Alex and Helen and get the hell out of here. Okay, well, you follow me. Grab those hors d'oeuvres. Use the tray.
Right. I didn't want to seem greedy.
Champagne? Excuse me. Oh, thanks. Sure. Really enjoyed the show tonight.
Thank you. Glad you could get off work to come down.
Okay. Excuse me. Can I have one of those? Oh, come here. What are you doing?
Well, I was trying to hide the ones I already took a bite out of.
Please don't make the security guy suspicious. I said just try to blend in, okay? Blend in. Oh my God. Sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, way to blend.
I'm sorry, Mr. Black. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's my party, I guess. The drink should be on me.
The drinks are on him.
Hey. You boys aren't really waiters now, are you?
Gotta get back inside.
You know what you mean. Those people are gonna be expecting dessert.
Lowell, hurry up, William, I'm freezing.
I'm coming.
What's the matter? You're not acrophobic, are you?
No, I love spiders.
That's arachnophobic. Acrophobic is a fear of heights.
Right. But you know, now that you mention it, I once had a dream where I fell off a 30-story spider, so I guess that would make me arachno-acrophobic. You know, come to think of it, I landed in a small, dark, enclosed space, so that would make me claustro-arachno.
Get your hand, okay?
Okey-dokey.
Come on, careful.
All right. Oh. Has anyone ever told you that you have soft hands? Like a girl's?
Yeah? Okay, look. Pay attention, okay? As soon as you get inside, OK? Okay, I want you to distract the security guy while I go and smooth things over with Clint, all right? And then, listen to me. Then take the elevator down to the lobby, you pick up Alex and Helen, you bring them up here, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Except Alex and Helen are already in the party, so I don't think they're going to want to go down to the lobby with me and then come back up to the party.
Well, how the hell? Yeah. All right, well, that changes our plans a little. All right. Follow me, do what I do. Oh! Damn! It's locked.
Oh! Damn! It's locked.
I can't believe it. It's so cool. We're actually in Clint Black's hotel room.
I can't wait to rub Brian's nose in this one. We got in and they didn't. Oh, but they're close. Well, if it isn't Lucy and Ethel.
Hey, how'd you guys get up here?
We met a couple guys in the lobby and they invited us up.
What are you guys doing out there?
Well, you know, the party was getting a little stuffy and a little claustrophobic. Oh,
Brian, I thought I was telling you that in confidence.
So, obviously, you guys, met Clint already and found out that he's a really nice guy, so there's no sense in sticking around here.
No, actually, we didn't. We waited because we knew that you wanted to introduce him to us, so there he is over there.
Right, so he is. Listen, why don't you chat with the ladies here and I'll go get him.
Right.
Excuse me, Mr. Black.
Hey, watch that drink. This is my only other jacket.
All right, no, that's okay. That's okay. My shift is over, and I'm sorry. And I just wanted to apologize for before.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the party.
Okay. Have a good time. Thanks. But listen, Clint. I'm sorry. You're my colleague.
Clint. No.
But listen. You know, you'd really be helping me out. You'd really be helping me out. If you just do me this one little favor. All right?
Hey, Clint. Phone. You want to call him back?
No. I really need to talk to. Whoever that is, I'll be right back.
It'll just take a second.
It'll take less than a second.
A nanosecond. Hey, I know what you think. And why don't I just, save you the trouble?
Did you say your name was again?
Rebecca Howe, but you know what, Clint? You just call me Becky.
Becky, I'd love to help you, but I have to leave town first thing in the morning.
Oh, that works for me. Could you come with me right now? Could you please? I told all my friends at the bar that I know you real well.
I'm sorry. Maybe I could take a rain check and do it next year.
Next year? Well, we don't know where any of us are going to be next year.
I'm sorry.
All right, fine. But let me tell you something. I'm not calling you late at night anymore, and no more banana bread. And who do you think you are anyway? Gene Autry? I don't think so.
Hey, Slick.
Oh.
What's with the flowers?
Oh, the gift shop was out of chocolates, and I hate coming to parties empty-handed.
You really stink at this, you know that? I don't know how you got the tickets, but why don't you admit it? You don't know Clint Black.
Excuse me. I think we saw Clint Black in concert. I think we're in Clint Black's hotel room right now, and lucky for me, he's coming right here right now. So why don't you just give me a minute with him alone, okay?
Excuse me, Mr. Black.
Yes.
You don't know me, but this guy has been going on and on all day about how you and he are best buddies. Is that true?
No.
I knew it.
I'm kidding. Actually, how have you been, Brian?
Better.
Where's Ben? You get the tickets okay?
Yeah.
I can't believe this. You actually know him?
Yeah, I've known Brian for years. But, tell her about the first time we met.
You tell it better.
Yeah, I was working at a club. Brian was working there as a waiter.
Right.
And he came over and spilled an entire tray of drinks on me.
Stop it! You're embarrassing me!
This is so cool.
Listen. Clint, I'd like you to meet Alex Lambert. She's a big fan of yours.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Any friend of Brian's.
This is so cool. This is just really cool.
Listen, y'all are going to stick around, right? We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, heck, you know me, Clint. You got to throw me out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Brian, I'm sorry I doubted you.
Hey, sometimes I can't believe I know Clint Black.
That was so cool.
Have you ever watched a heavyweight fight where one guy's getting beat up so badly that the referee has to come in and stop it?
You set this up?
Hey, you provided me with a whole evening of entertainment.
Thank you, thank you. I guess this is what friends are for, huh?
Yep.
Oh, always there for each other?
Yep.
Through thick and thin?
Yep.
You're gonna make me pay for this for the rest of my life, aren't
yep.
you?
Yep.
I owe you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I definitely owe you for tonight, and not just for the tickets. I never should have doubted you. But you have to admit, I mean, it did sound like one of your scams.
Well, yeah, I suppose I'd feel the same way if I were in your place. Is there any chance of that, by the way? I always carry my toothbrush.
But, you know, before, when I was sure you didn't know Clint Black, I was thinking that anyone who would go to all that trouble and jump through all those hoops just to impress me, well, you can't help but be flattered and even a little attracted to a guy like that.
Really?
Of course, when I found out that you really did know him, kind of took the air out of it.